This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving the growth of the agriculture sector and the rural prosperity. Addressing the post-budget webinar on the agriculture and rural prosperity virtually yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of the developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building the India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said that the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind with the advance to every farmer. And he said that considering the agriculture as the first engine of the development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride. Mr. Modi said that the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the union budget, under which the focus will be in the development of 100 districts with the lowest agriculture productivity in the country.
आज भारत का कृषि उत्पादन रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर है 10-11 साल पहले जो कृषि उत्पादन 265 मिलियन टन के करीब था वो अब बढ़कर 330 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है इसी तरह बागवानी में जुड़ा उत्पादन बढ़कर 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है ये हमारी सरकार के बीज से बाजार तक की अप्रोच का परिणाम है
The Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure the free movement of people on all the routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting at the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take the strict action against those creating the obstruction on the roads. And Mr. Shah directed the fencing work on both the sides of the designated entry points along with Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. Secretary Department of the Pharmaceuticals Mr. Amit Agarwal yesterday inaugurated Jan Aushadhi Kendra model in Delhi Hat in New Delhi to spread the awareness of Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana. And an interactive session was conducted with the people visiting Delhi Hat to enlighten about the high-quality affordable medicines which are being sold through Jan Aushadhi Kendras. A correspondent reports that the initiative of the Prime Minister Modi on the 7th of March is celebrated every year on Jan Aushadhi Divas. In order to curb the air pollution levels in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided that the vehicles that are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after the 31st of March. The Delhi Environment Minister Majinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding the meeting with the officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing the gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify the vehicle's older than 15 years. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday met with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, in London. The meeting comes a day after the high-profile showdown of the US President Donald Trump, and the meeting served as a platform of reaffirming the United Kingdom's commitment to Ukraine amidst the ongoing conflict. During the discussion, the Prime Minister Starmer emphasized that the UK's unwavering support of the Ukraine, stating that the country will stand for Ukraine for as long as it takes. He also highlighted that the United Kingdom's determination to work towards achieving the everlasting peace for Ukraine. In response, President Zelensky expressed his gratitude for the steadfast backing of the UK, calling it a privilege to have such strong partners and friends. Today, President Zelensky is scheduled to meet with King Charles III in the group of European allies, further solidifying Ukraine's diplomatic efforts in the international stage. In Bolivia, 37 people, including two children, died after the two passenger buses collided at the gateway in the highway yesterday. The accident occurred at a narrow two-way road. According to the reports, one of the buses was heading to the Oruro city in the Oruro Carnival, one of the largest festivals in the Latin America, is taking place. And the local police said that one of the buses had veered into the opposite lane, leading to the accident. In WPL 2025 T20 cricket match, Delhi Capitals beat RCB with 9 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru yesterday. With this, Delhi booked their place in the playoffs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.